May 6, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery. Ignorance, not a bliss. Opening prayer. Thank you, Father, for your word, translated into my language and available to me whenever I choose to read it. Help me not to take that gift for granted. Read Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. Warning to pay attention. We must pay the most careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For since the message spoken through angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore so great a salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. Jesus made fully human. It is not to angels that he has subjected the world to come, about which we are speaking, but there is a place where someone has testified. What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him. You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor, and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet at present we do not see everything subject to them. But we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Reflect. An understanding of the cost and worth of our salvation helps us to recognize how precious it is. The saying, ignorance is bliss, means that it is sometimes good to be unaware of a situation. Today's reading teaches us the contrary. It is bliss and a blessing to be informed and reminded of something uniquely significant, our salvation. Today's passage outlines two matters about which we need to be informed. First is the message spoken through the angels. See also Acts chapter 7, verse 53, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, which points to the just punishment for our disobedience. Next is the message of our salvation. We sense the seriousness and value of it when we read about the various ways it was delivered to us. It was first announced by the Lord. Then it was confirmed by those who heard him. Finally, it was established by signs, wonders, miracles, and gifts of the Holy Spirit. Verses 5 through 9 take us to another level in our understanding of this salvation, Jesus Christ. He was made, for a little while, a little lower than the angels. Then he tasted death, which was part of God's grace to the world. Finally, he was crowned with glory and honor. All this for our salvation. Apply. Make a plan to share the wonder of your salvation with someone who does not yet know Jesus. Closing prayer. Help me, Holy Spirit, to become more and more aware of the worth and cost of my salvation, brought through the suffering and death of Jesus Christ, whose glory I will share in eternity.